every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
You know, from time to time, we are reminded about the skills that are on display, actually, in our restaurants. I mean, people go to some of our restaurants from overseas or other parts of Australia and say, gee, didn't know you had quality restaurants like this up here. And this is a prime example of how we are punching above our weight in North Queensland when it comes to quality restaurants. Listen to this. This has just arrived on my desk. Last night, we were privileged to take home bronze for Best Contemporary Australian Restaurant at the 2024 Host Plus Awards for Excellence in the Restaurant and Catering Association. Guess who? Salsa Bar and Grill at Port Douglas. This is just a huge rap. Third best in the whole of the country. Anyway, it goes on to say here, winning awards like this and being recognised by our industry. This is Bill Conway. He's a bloke that creates these magnificent experiences in dining. Winning awards like this and being recognised by our industry at this level while being supported by our amazingly loyal friends. It means everything to us, he said. Today we celebrate at Salsa. Our cup is full. So isn't that beautiful? Bill goes on to say, and Reese, we must always first and always thank our staff. They are the backbone of our business and we are nothing without them. Our amazing guests, new and established, we love you. And there's a photo of all the established staff there that have been there, most of them for quite some time, actually. I'm just looking at this photo. Bill, by the way, if you've got this photo in front of you, he's second from the right in the front row. He's the one with the gap in his teeth. G'day, Bill.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Look, congratulations. This is a huge award, third best in the country, right across Australia. That's a huge rap.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. We went through the state awards there in, I think it was in August. So we won contemporary there in Queensland, and then we got, surprisingly, Restaurant of the Year for Northern Territory and Far North Queensland.
Wow.
In the state, and then we got third in the Nationals in informal, and then we got a finalist in Restaurant of the Year in the Nationals. So it's great for the area, great for Port Douglas. And,
yes. It's not bad for you and your staff also.
Oh, yeah. As you know, they're the backbone of the business.
Yeah, but it's been so consistent. People say to me who are in the industry, the most difficult thing when you've got a good restaurant is consistency, keeping the standard up there all the time. You've been doing this for decades. When did you start?
We started in April of 95, so we're coming up 30 years next April.
And you've won numerous awards over the years. Is this the best ever?
One, it's up there. It's one of the, yeah. I think we got gold in contemporary there a couple of years ago. But the state of the industry at the moment, everyone knows it's tough. It's tough for everyone out there and just living as it is, but especially for our industry because everything's just going through the roof with prices and insurance and food costs and labour and the whole lot that comes with it. The balancing part is to keep your reasonable prices, to keep the customers coming in.
And keep your good staff as well.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. And the industry is hurting for our staff at the moment. Day by day.
Let me ask you this. We had this issue, of course, with the flood last December. We had the issue with the breakdown in the connection between Cairns and Port Douglas via the highway, etc. How did you cope through that business-wise, meaning lots of people that would have gone to Salsa Restaurant in Port Douglas couldn't get there?
It was, as everyone knows, all your listeners as well, it was a tough 6 months there because it happened just before Christmas, the cyclone, so we lose that little revenue for getting you through to Easter, and then Easter was slow, and then it didn't kick in till June, and and the last 5 months has been fantastic for the area. Palm Cove, Port Douglas, and the tourists are still here. Even October was it was up there. It was good.
Yes. Oh, by the way, it says here in the bottom of this release, Bill and Rhys and staff will be taking a break from the 26th of November till the 19th of December for renovation. Oh, this is the annual renovations, is it?
Yeah, this year was a major one. We've got to put a new roof on the restaurant, and we're putting some water tanks in underneath the deck and a new generator, so just prepping.
Well, I just think it's bloody wonderful. It's great for the region, you know, because it puts us up in lights as far as quality of dining is concerned. And when you're up against Sydney and Melbourne and whatever, it's a huge rap, Bill. I think you sort of understate just how... Oh, that's typical of you, I suppose. You understate just what a huge rap it is.
Yeah, I know. It's anything that's got far north Queensland or Port Douglas or, as I say, you know, Palm Cove, you know, Nick down at Noonoo's, he does a fantastic job for the area promoting and the whole thing. And, it's good when you get your Melbourne, Sydney people coming up and they appreciate what we do.
Yes, exactly. Very well said. Congratulations, Bill, to you and your team. It's a big rap. Thank you.
And I appreciate it, and we'll see you soon, huh?
That's Bill Conway. And typical matter of fact, Bill Conway, but that's a wonderful award. Best, what is it, top three in the country, Salsa Bar and Grill at Port Douglas.